Hello, everybody. I'm Lisa Burrell, your host of V-Speaks, Conversations with Heart and Soul. Super excited today in season five to bring a great guy, Roy Sembare, who is the developer and owner of Churchill Oaks on the Bay, a gorgeous community. We had the pleasure of aligning with Roy about a year and a half ago, and hands down, he is one of my favorite people on the planet, so we are going to have a really good conversation. Roy, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you for inviting me. It's exciting to be here. It's a pleasure.
Awesome. Glad to have you. For the listeners and viewers out there, Churchill Oaks sits on how many acres?
Currently in phase one, there's 42 acres.
Okay. And then phase two?
Phase two will be another 15 acres. And then phase three will be another 15 acres.
Okay. So it's a beautiful piece of property, a special enclave with oak trees, and it's a private gated community. There is and waterfront with a marina. It is very special. And it is a unique property, and there's not a lot of them. So Churchill Oaks is a coveted place to live. I say that pretty much almost everybody in our town, in our community, that is of an A-game quality, like restaurant owners or interior designers or George Brannan, this company Setco. Like, there's so many people that live and work in our town here that are at the top of their game. When people want to flock to a place to live who are doing well and are thriving, that is a testament to the community as well as so many other things. Tell us a little bit about your background prior to you becoming a developer of this cherished place.
Well, I'm from South Louisiana. I married a girl that I met in high school, so we've been married. This will be our 46th year together this year, next month.
Congratulations.
And we have three children, four grandchildren, and hopefully more grandchildren are coming. That's really the big joy in my life these days. So we're from South Louisiana, below New Orleans, and this landscape here at Churchill Oaks reminds me a lot of where I grew up. So when we saw it, we fell in love with it. And
let me ask you this. What made you even start looking for the land? I mean, you saw it. So you were actively looking for a tract of land?
Yes. I retired kind of early from my real job. I was 40 years old. I was a petroleum engineer, started my own company, and we did pretty well. Sold all of our assets, and me and Wendy came to Destin, and we bought a condo on the water, and I told her, I can't just sit around and do nothing. So I purchased the land in Santa Rosa Beach, and once I purchased it, I said, I need to do something now. So I tried my hand at developing.
Wow. So that was act two, right? In your career?
Well, that was probably act six or seven.
Okay. All right. So super successful in your career that you were able to retire at 40. And then you had a vision when you saw the land and it reminded you of where you grew up. Is the Churchill Oaks that we see now something that you had envisioned in your mind's eye back then?
Pretty much spot on.
It's really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's you know, the fact that I live there, I think speaks pretty loudly, and I wanted to develop a place where my grandchildren could come and visit, and we could all you know, once we enter the gates, we don't have to leave. Mm-hmm. We do a lot of boating, so we can go to restaurants by boat. We can, you know, we can spend all day on the boat, but we like to spend most of our days in Churchill Oaks. And a lot of walking trails, some freshwater lakes, bass, and then, you know, in the bay we can catch fish. And it's like, I'll tell you, the other day we saw a manatee. Mm-hmm. beautiful manatee going swimming right by the docks, and wow. You know, seeing eagles and bear and panthers, and so there's lots of wildlife in the area, and we just like being a part of it.
Mm-hmm. So I hadn't known the answer to this question until right before we started filming, which was, how did you master plan that community? And you told me the story, and it was very fast, but if you could tell our listeners, how did you pick the land planner that you ended up working with?
Well, I picked the land planner. They were working in Panama City, and they were based out of Naples, Florida. And they did a lot of help in getting the development order. And once we got the development, well, prior to getting the development order, we called in their planning group, and they came into, they flew into Destin, and funny, they had a group of four guys, and we sat down, and I told them kind of what I wanted and how we wanted to do it and the number of lots, and so we sat down and we started working, and you know, right away, they kind of were getting ready. We reached lunchtime pretty quick, and I had lunch brought in, and then it's probably about 6 o'clock. Guys stand up and they start stretching and say, well, have you picked a place for dinner? And I said, sure, it's coming. And so we had dinner there, and we finished the main concept about 2 o'clock that morning.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
Wow. That is so impressive.
So,
and it's beautiful. So you knew what you wanted. You were the visionary, and you truly were leading the initiative.
We did. You know, we tried to save a lot of the trees, so we planned around the trees when you cut the entrance, and then some of the side roads. When you come to the main road, there's a sight line where you can see the bay or, some green space. No, you don't just dead end into a house side or something like that. So it was playing out pretty good, and I'm pleased. And the lots are not cookie cutter, so they're all different dimensions and sizes and shapes. And Matt Savoy, you mentioned him, he had a lot to do with that. And he said, no, that'll be really fun and make creating a house site or a home really, really fun.
Wow. So you finished that maybe a year or two before 2008 when the stock market crashed?
Yes. We got our development order right in the beginning of 2008, I believe.
And so being your first entree into like a major development, what was it that made you not skittish and not like put it down, put shovels down or the idea down? What made you keep going?
It's kind of like, in math, the sine curve, I call it the sine of life. And, business kind of follows that. So there's ups and downs. And we were in a down. So I took the opportunity then to put the infrastructure in. So we built our clubhouse and put all the roads in and built our boardwalk and did all that thing while we could pick and choose who we wanted to use because everybody was looking for work. Wow. And it didn't cost as much as it normally would have. So, I took the opportunity to do that. Of course, I didn't know it was going to stay in that low for so long, but it did.
And how long was that?
That was quite a while. We didn't get our development. We got our development order. We didn't get our certificate of occupation until 2011, or maybe 12, right at 12, and then. So it's been a while that we've had that, but then we sat back and waited, and then we started finally building houses, and it was a slow go, but about 3 years before COVID is when we decided we'll go ahead and put the marina in and start building some homes, and we did, and it took off from there.
It's a lot of homes in that short period of time.
It is. We have approximately 78 home sites. And only about 15 lots left to build on.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And COVID, though, ended up being a boon for you, not a bust.
Yeah, it was. You know, we sat back for so long and waited. Mm-hmm. And, I had a vision, and I wasn't going to let somebody else come in and dictate how that vision ended up. So I stuck to my guns, and we just kind of waited for the opportunity. And like I said, we did the marina, and we hired us a really good real estate company at the time, and still they still are. But and then started building the homes, and it took off. And when it took off, it was going so well for us that, you know, it's kind of exciting. And then COVID hit, and I was like, oh my goodness, just when we get going, little did I know, it was like what we had going now on steroids. So
right
yeah, we got to meet a lot of good people from, we have some people from Michigan and California and Illinois, Massachusetts. So we've got a good
cross section of Americana coming down here looking for a refuge in Churchill Oaks, right?
Yeah.
Which is so, so beautiful. We'll disperse some photography and video in this podcast too, so that the viewers can see exactly how beautiful this place is that you've created. I'm so impressed that with anything someone's doing that's a visionary who has a passion to do it, who does not quit. What is it? Like, do you ever ask yourself, like, what was it that you were like, I'm not going to let it go. I'm going to see my vision through. Did you ever, like, talk to yourself about that?
Yeah. There were times, because, you know, in the oil and gas business, we were very successful and sold that company. And after that, the first thing I did was started a bank. With a group of guys, a state bank in Louisiana, and we sold it and did well, and then started a barge company and sold that and did well, and a coin company and sold that, and then a nitrogen company, and then another nitrogen company.
Oh, you did all of that? Okay. I wasn't aware you did that many.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we were building companies and selling them.
Wow.
And but then we got to this, and all of a sudden things slowed down. It's like, wow, this is not something that I can control, because it seems like the economy controls what happens here. So I decided to dig my heels in and wait it out, and it paid off. So we're doing well. It just took a little longer than things normally take.
But
we did. We got tired, and I say we, I'm talking about my wife Wendy. We got tired at times, and we looked at one another and said, "What are we doing? You know, we can just go do something different."
You could go apparently open 10 more businesses and sell them. So that was a good fallback plan if you needed one.
Well, we kind of like doing what we're doing right now.
Yeah.
So, and we're going to see it through.
Yeah.
So, you know, there were times, like I said, we were just getting tired. So we said, okay, we're going to get that marina done. We're going to build some houses. We're going to hire the best real estate company out there today. And we're going to give it that, you know, that
push.
Yeah.
But it's so impressive too, when a person's buying into a development, you really want to know who the developer is, and you want them to be tried and true, because, like, I think most of us at one point in time, like, bought something that we thought was, you know, great, and the developer, like, you know, it was, they didn't have the juice to keep going, or the integrity, basically. So that happened to me once years ago. Madro, actually, who's your McDonald, who's your publicist, actually had worked for the company back then. And we had a big event there because we had the account, which was gorgeous, like, you know, moss and the, you know, just like, you know, Savannah-esque sort of property, stunning. Ben Affleck has a house there. That J-Lo and he got married in like a couple months, but they were dating back then. Anyway, long story short, it was absolutely beautiful. We planned a party with the governor of... The governor of Georgia that actually attended the party with Robert Mondavi and his wife, and hired a huge famous band to perform before 80 people.
You sure not talking about the Hamptons?
No.
It sounds pretty
No, I know.
Elite.
It was. And and the place and with horses and just everything. It was absolutely master planned to be so beautiful. And, you know, we bought a lot in there. So, but the developer, you know, we just didn't know like what he had or didn't have. Anyway, lesson learned in my background and just knowing, you know, basically business and background. The fact of the matter is it's so important who is helming the community. And with the years that you have into it, that you've stayed the course and you have produced what you did, I would honestly say that that might be one of the biggest virtues that Churchill has also right now in continuing to sell, because of you stood the test of time and you did what you said you were going to do and you didn't leave. And the integrity and the authenticity of that is like really part of the bones of Churchill Oaks. So when you're taking this into the finish line now and you've, you know, stayed the course, that is, you know, a huge feather in your cap and going to give comfort and, you know, trust to the people that are going to continue to buy in there too, because you really did it. I mean, it's very impressive is what I'm circling here around here trying to say.
Well, I know where you're coming from, and I appreciate that. And I think a person's only as good as their word.
Mm-hmm.
And you mentioned George and Stephanie. They were some of the first people to move in there, and Susan and Sparky, and several of the early people that moved in and bought and sat down and listened to my vision and all these great things I told them I expected out of this place. When we got tired and we, you know, it'd be so easy just to like, you know, just move on. Mm-hmm. I couldn't do it because I had these guys in tow. So
impressive.
I was not going to go back on my word to anybody. Yeah. So,
you were going to make it work.
Yeah. And we've made it work. And now when I ride around at night, and I say at night, at twilight or what, we have these gas lanterns, a fixture to or kind of one of the things we do, and that just that ambiance of that gas lantern and these pathways and to be there at night is really special.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I'll ride around and want to sit and I look at the rooftops or the roof lines and I try to think if this is what I envisioned. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. It's we're not there yet, but it's what I envisioned, and it's to me, it reminds me more of a European community, I'll sit there, and the longer I sit there, the worst I feel about the whole thing, because I try to give myself a grade, and like my engineering and my math background, and so I try to put things into equations when you do them, and of course, every equation's got constants and variables, and the more variables, the harder the equation, and so when I plug all these variables into what we were doing, I never thought about the people. Back when I was putting it together, the people never entered into my equation.
Mm-hmm.
But now that the people are there, that was the most important thing.
Mm-hmm.
And we have such a great group of people.
You do.
And you had mentioned earlier, and they are. They're a lot of the movers and shakers. Mm-hmm. A lot of the movers and shakers in South Walton County mm-hmm. live in Churchill Oaks. And we're proud of that as a community. And I never put them in the equation, so I was wrong. And I say I'm not a developer, but I guess
you are.
It's kind of like, yeah, mm-hmm. once you're pregnant, you're pregnant.
Right. Right?
So I'm a developer, and if I were ever do it again, I would think of the people. Mm-hmm. Or I'd plug them into that equation. But that's what makes us a community.
Right.
And I try to meet every person before they purchase a house in there and talk to them and mm-hmm. ask them if there's any questions or if there's any indecisiveness or anything you need to know. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to be pushy, but I'm here. So come talk to me. And mm-hmm. So I do. I spend several hours with most of the people that buy in there prior to them buying.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sure that's a great comfort. And there's so much transparency in that and effort, you know.
It is. The only I guess downfall is I would like to like lose a little weight maybe, but every time we're here, we're entertaining or we're going to dinner. Tonight will be the third night in a row. We're going with a different neighbor, but they miss us and we miss them.
That's great. And you just have to jog a couple of miles in the morning, right? And then again at night, maybe?
Yeah. 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 So it is, and it's just such a pleasure that we have that.
That's great.
That companionship with the people in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you can't make that up. You can't fabricate that. That's an organic situation that you have there, because, you know, what are the chances that like a lot of people that will live in a community actually want to like socialize with each other? A lot of communities, you know, it's sort of like, you know, they just go into their house and like really don't talk to their neighbors. And I know your community is very hospitable. They're all over each other's houses. There are dinner parties going on. Talk about some of the big events that you have at the clubhouse, which are very noteworthy. Emeralds and all the other ones.
Yeah, yeah. So I guess the most recent, and you mentioned Madra. Madra was there and this past 5th of July. Uh-huh. It was Saturday night, and that's when we could get the most people from our community there. So we had a 4th of July party on the 5th, mm-hmm. and it was a great event. I mean, we had some good food and a lot of fireworks and some adult beverages, and there was just such a great turnout, and that's a really good time for everybody to kind of you know just
be together.
Mm-hmm. And so that was fun, and that was just this past weekend. Yeah. And so every spring we have Chichi Miguel, or we host Chichi Miguel, the Emeril Lagasse Foundation benefit, and a lot of it would raise a good bit of money, or mm-hmm. Emeril raises a good bit of money, mm-hmm. the foundation, and it goes to local communities here. Mm-hmm,
right.
So that's a great event. And then, you know, you've been so wonderful to me and Wendy and Churchill Oaks, and sponsored a couple of really nice events that we had. I mean, really nice events. And we started doing some art showings. We did one at my house that I think turned out to be very nice. We paired it with a wine, a vineyard, and
And that was in your home, which is very intimate and, you know, personable. And if I got this right, I think the artist who's from New Orleans sold more art that night than almost any other pop-up.
They did, and they had just their previous pop-up was in San Antonio, mm-hmm. Texas, mm-hmm. and that's where all that
oil?
Shell, yeah, that
oil
money is. And I'm like, well, we're not gonna, but we sold about 150% more than they sold there. So it was a high dollar deal. So they were really happy, and we were happy. And my good friend Russ Satoon from back in Louisiana owns a 985 winery, mm-hmm. and he sold a bunch of wine there. So he was
happy.
Really happy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he got to feed his habit or addiction.
Right. And, it was fun. It was such a fun party. It reminded me of a party that you would have gone to in New York City back in like the swanky 80s when Wolf of Wall Street was going on.
You know, I mean, it was
pretty great.
Yeah, everybody kind of got dressed up,
yeah.
and there was some good music and very good wine and some good art. So,
right.
I mean,
what's not to like, right? And you are a great host. You and Wendy are always such a good, effortless host. You know, you just feel, you look comfortable, you are comfortable, and then your guests are comfortable too.
Yeah.
But you're really great at that. In your math equation there, the S, is that?
The sine curve.
The sine curve,
the cosine,
okay.
And sine.
So when you said you had left the variant of the people out, when did you learn, like, oh, I got to put the people in? Like, when did that happen?
When they started moving in there.
Okay.
When everybody was in there and, you know, it's nice when you can ride a bike around a neighborhood and it takes you an hour to get a quarter of a mile because you stop and talk. And so we took the first 30 feet of our bayfront and we made that a common area. So I didn't want to have bay front homes. I wanted to have bay view homes. Mm-hmm. So like my home, for example, is a bay view home. So we have an 8-foot boardwalk that meanders along the bay. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, a lot of questions will come up with people. Well, why did you do that? You know, because you took that privacy. So no, we didn't. Mm-hmm. And a great example was this weekend where me and Wendy were sitting on our porch. And a couple from Boston mm-hmm. walked by. Well, they live here, but they're yeah. you know, originally from Boston. Walked by, and we see them, and we can jump up and holler, "Hey, Dan, Leslie." And they, hey, you know, so we can sit there and we can have a conversation, me and Wendy, mm-hmm. and it's private. But if we see somebody walking, we normally do. Right. And so we end up talking for 5 or 10 minutes yeah. and then they go on with their walk. Mm-hmm. But
well, that fosters the community that you see.
Yeah, it is. And it's
which is good land planning and placemaking because you didn't obstruct that ability to say hi and talk for 5 minutes.
No, I wanted it.
Yeah, that's good.
There are so many people that use our walking trails and that boardwalk. I think they come home and when they drive through our entrance, it's beautiful. When they drive through the entrance, I know the weight mm-hmm. of their jobs, or I don't want to say the weight of the world, but whatever's bothered them that day, I just think it falls off and they can put on some tennis shoes and there's always a breeze coming mm-hmm. off the bay. And
it's like a refuge.
It's nice.
And, yeah, it's really nice.
Yeah.
When do you think, if you could just share with everybody what you shared with me earlier too, a recent statistic on what's going on in Walton County's real estate market, looking at data about the most popular places that people are visiting, which is a big yay, congratulations for you, if you can share that.
Yeah, I was in South Walton County. We have more looks than anybody else on the bay. And in all of South Walton County, there's only one other community ahead of us. Mm-hmm. So I think that's pretty impressive.
That's very impressive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks to people like you yeah. and Madra, and we now Scenic Sotheby's, Daler and Company does yeah. our real estate today.
Yes.
And Brad, yeah, mm-hmm. Brad's a good friend, and yeah.
And Brad lives there too.
He lives there. He's got two beautiful little girls. Mm-hmm.
Did you see? You read the article on him in the magazine?
Yes.
Yes, it was. I think it did him well. It did him proud. Yeah. Did you proud too? You know,
it did.
Yeah,
it did. James and Miller, his two little girls, mm-hmm. and.
They're
just fun to have around yeah, the neighborhood.
They are. I love it.
Yeah.
I love that. And you have the playground there. And then have
a playground, and, yeah. and we have the clubhouse with the pool. And mm-hmm. just renovated it.
Oh,
and,
yes. It looks beautiful.
Yeah. I think it turned out great. Marisol Gullo
and then, did that.
Tim O'Hare. Live there. Tim's yeah. a contractor. Marisol's an interior designer. Yeah. And they donated their time.
Yeah.
And
yeah, because they believe in it, because Marisol lives there too.
Yes.
Yeah, which is, you know, all part of this, you know, conversation that you can't make up. This is not like marketing spin or anything. It's real life of what's going on there. And it's really commendable and to your credit and the beauty of the place. Do you want to talk about phase two?
Yeah, we just... I don't want to say turmoil. There's a little bit of turnover right now in our planning department in Walton County. Mm-hmm. And we just got conditional approval and for phase two, for our development order. Mm-hmm. And the only thing left is some internal paperwork that the county's got to do now. And I think they just did the last piece on that this week.
Oh, so it's on its way.
So we should have a signed development order within the next couple of weeks.
That's
I would hope. Mm-hmm. You would think so. And once we do, we're going to start. We're going to get our infrastructure going. And
how many lots?
It's going to be 15 lots. Okay. And once again, just, you know, like right now, we're about in phase one, we're about 45% of our area remain green space. Mm-hmm. So in phase two, it'll be about the same, about 45% will remain green space. Mm-hmm. And with that, we're putting in sport courts. We're going to put in a couple of pickleball courts and a basketball court. There's quite a few teenagers in our neighborhood that, that participate in local South Walton basketball. And so we're going to do that. And we're going to put in another smaller pool and clubhouse for more of an adult type deal. We're going to add a couple of villas. That for overflow, and we want to make them as nice as we can. We're going to spend some money,
and that's for rentals in case you have extra people.
Yeah, they'll be rentals. Mm-hmm. If all these businesses, everybody, if they have somebody coming in from out of town, mm-hmm. they can, you know, to go through the HOA, they can rent them out, yeah. and we'll put them up there, and we're gonna do those really, really nice.
So. Can't wait. Well, congratulations. That has been a process, right? Process?
Yeah. It was a lot easier this time than the first time.
Yeah, though. Good. Well, you knew how to go through those ropes again, right?
Yeah.
That's good. And that's very, very exciting. Well, I look forward to, I've seen, you know, the plans, the master plan for phase two, and it looks like another winner. And I know the marketplace is just dying for more pickleball courts. I mean, you can sell property just on the fact that you have that because it's the craze of the century.
Yeah.
Do you play pickleball?
Yeah, I do.
You do? Yes. You like it? Yes. Everybody likes it. Yeah. Plays pickleball.
Yes.
That's great.
One of the, we have some new home buyers mm-hmm. that are supposed to close Tuesday, next Tuesday.
Awesome.
And saw them at the 4th of July party.
Oh, good. That would seal the deal.
Well, they were asking, as a developer, phase two, the pickleball courts, is that really going to happen? I said, yeah, it's really going to happen.
Yeah. And they were like, it's really going to happen because you want to play pickleball.
Well, they want to play too. Okay. So it's going to happen. So we'll get the infrastructure, we'll get the roads put in. As soon as we get the roads put in, we'll start on the courts.
Mm.
So I don't know if by the end of the year, but sometime around then, we ought to be playing pickleball in Churchill Oaks.
All right. Get a team, get some teams and get a whole rivalry going in the community.
We'll add about another mile and a half of walking trail. Mm-hmm. So that'll be good. Mm-hmm. But I think we're going to, you know, we're going to be like the tide. We're going to raise the tide in Churchill Oaks with phase two. It's going to be really, really nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so we'll lift the whole community.
Yeah. Well, it's already picture perfect at the moment. So that's pretty great. Continuing to elevate is always something that I ascribe to. You don't want to do the same. You want, if you've reached a benchmark, when you do something new, you should have it elevated from what you already did.
Yeah. Complacency is a bad word.
Bad word. Yeah. No. Well, thank you for being a partner with V, for us getting to work with you. Our team completely loves Churchill Oaks and working with you and Wendy, and have a heart and a passion for the success of Churchill Oaks, as do you. And it's genuine because we love your community that you created. And I think it's amazing, your story. And you stayed the course. And I think it's great.
Thank you so much for what you've done. Thank your team. They've been great in everything
great.
they've done.
They're great.
They're so kind. I pulled up earlier and the parking is so tight. And Jordan, I called. She's been texting. Yeah. I said, I can't find a spot. And she said, oh, I'm going to run out and move my car.
Well,
and
I know.
That's not very gentlemanlike to but she moved her car. And so thanks for that. But that's what your team does.
Yeah,
you know,
they are.
Thank you again. I can't thank you enough.
And you're welcome.
You surround yourself with competence. That's what I've always learned in business. And then you let them do their job.
Exactly.
So
true that.
Yeah, no, I've surrounded myself by some good people in this community.
You have. Well, kudos to your success currently and then to where you're going. And everything that you brought to the community, making beautiful places and spaces is very important because so many people do not do that. They do cookie cutter stuff. They're trying to just like, you know, get the quick return on their investment, and they're not building and creating something of substance and longevity So when I find people that do that, it deserves a hearty thank you, because so few people actually will do that. And it's very important and meaningful, and you've done great for us all.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for that.
All right. Well, we're going to, you know, continue talking about Churchill Oaks because we love it so much. And as I said, Roy and Wendy Zambera, fantastic people. And he really towed the line and walks the walk and made a beautiful place in Churchill Oaks. Check it out. I hope you have a good day, everybody. Bye-bye.